Hey there, it's Bill Pollack with my Press Box podcast. Thanks a lot for listening. Let's talk Cardinals spring training first. Joel Piñeiro, who is right now scheduled to be the fifth starter in the Cardinals rotation, said he's pulling out of the World Baseball Classic and will not represent his home country of Puerto Rico. This comes after the manager told Piñeiro that he would not be one of his three starters for that tournament, and they would use Piñeiro out of the bullpen. Now, Piñeiro was hurt by the news and felt that it hurt his preparation for the regular season as a starting pitcher to have to work out of the bullpen. And I agree with him. It certainly changes the way you prepare for a game, whether you're starting or coming in relief. Now, the reason why he feels hurt is the manager of that Puerto Rico team is Cardinals third base coach Jose Oquendo. Now, Oquendo, I can see his viewpoint. He wants to put together the best team and put the best guys out there and in certain positions to give them the best chance of winning this tournament. But again, it's exhibition, and I think you have to look at the big picture. One, why wouldn't you want to take care of your own in-house starter and give him the opportunity to get some work in before the regular season starts when it matters? And two, now they're not going to have much contact during the season, so there could be some friction, and that would be all right. But what happens to that relationship, say, after this season? Tony La Russa decides to step aside. Jose Oquendo's name has come up as a possible replacement. That could certainly add to the friction there. So I feel for Piñeiro. A lot of people coming down on him for coming out and voicing his concerns and saying that he was shown no respect. But I got to side with him on this. You know, if you're a starting pitcher and you're trying to get that number five spot, coming out of the bullpen certainly doesn't make sense. All right, on to football. The NFL's competition committee discussing a change in the overtime format. Right now, 60% of the teams that win the coin toss win the game. And over 40% of the time that they win, it's on the first possession, and it's almost always by a field goal. Now, NFL fans have been complaining about this for a long time. You know what? I got a very simple solution to this. You just do away with the kicker. No field goals in overtime. You have to run your offense. It's 11 against 11. You got to get into the end zone first. If the defense comes up with a safety or they take it in for a touchdown, game over as well. But do away with the kickers and you do away with those overtime field goals. Settled. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted on that. All right, on to our main story today. Back on Friday, January 2nd, 5-year-old Margaret Rumpf was life-flighted to the University of Missouri Hospital after a devastating car accident. She's suffering from severe head trauma. She also had two broken femurs and a broken neck. And doctors were saying that she was probably going to be paralyzed from the neck down. So I wanted to share with you the story of the Westminster softball team in Fulton. They're putting together a 100-inning charity game on February 25th, and they're taking donations, and those donations will go to the Rumpf family to pay for medical costs and for her rehabilitation. So joining me is the coach from Westminster, Nicole Stacy. Thank you, Nicole, for joining me. First of all, tell me how and why your team is getting involved.
The reason I got involved and our team got involved is her older sister, Erin, who is also in the car wreck. I coached her in the summer, and so it was more dear to my heart. And then I talked to the girls, and I sent out the Caring Bridge website and had them all look it over, and they were 100% behind me, and they're actually doing a fantastic job right now. So
this was your idea to come up with a 100-inning game that your softball team, your team is going to play the entire day, is that?
Well, it's not the entire time. We are actually, the girls have come up with an idea to help raise some more money is by inviting teams to come in and play. So if you have a team of nine, you can come out for $100 and play five innings. Or individuals can come out for $5 for two innings. So we can help raise more money instead of everybody just sitting on the side watching us. They get involved now, too.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. And then I also saw on your flyer, too, there's a home run contest as well.
Yeah, we have a trophy. I just went ordered that, a trophy for, they're going to get six balls, medium to fast pitch off the machine balls. So whoever hits the most out, you know, will end up winning the trophy, and anybody and everybody can participate.
So what's the prognosis for Margaret right now?
Well, the last, I get daily journal notes, and the last one said that she is actually up at St. Louis, and she's actually starting to feel in her back and shoulders. So that's kind of a miracle. It's not kind of, it actually is a miracle. And the prognosis before was she was going to be paralyzed from the neck down. And so for her to feel that is pretty amazing.
Boy, so she's still got a long way to go. But
a long recovery, yes.
And
very long recovery.
And obviously the medical costs for her family are going to be...
outrageous.
Just through the roof.
She was life-flighted, and then not only medical bills in the hospital, but when they come home as well, they're going to have to, you know, adjust their house to accommodate Margaret's needs as well.
Boy, just an amazing story. But she's here, and that's the main thing. That's the first step.
Right.
Tell me about this in terms of your team, how it's brought them together and what they've learned by it.
I think the first part, you know, is we're not only here just to play softball. Softball's the fun part of college, you know, and it's about getting involved, and I want to teach my girls, you know, there's more out there. There's more important things than just softball and school. There's people in need, and my girls are outstanding when it comes to that. You know, they really reach out. They're talking to parents, families, friends, and, you know, trying to help not only this cause. We've done things before, but this is a little bit something more personal, I guess, and so I wanted them to feel, you know, they're so excited when they get a donation. Fulton community has been wonderful about giving us, you know, gift certificates to give out during the 100-inning game, and they call me, and they're just so excited about it, and that's a wonderful feeling as a coach to see them feel that way. And so if I'm teaching them that, then hopefully that will be carried on, you know, in their life, you know, way beyond softball and college here.
If people have are interested in putting together a team or coming out and playing a couple of innings and helping little Margaret here, what's the best way that they should get in touch with you?
They can contact me by my phone. It's 573-592-5328, or by email, which is Nicole.Stacey, N-I-C-O-L-E, .Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at Westminster, Westminster.mo.edu.
Okay, very good. And what we'll do, too, is I'll link this on our website. So if folks if they go to MissouriNet.com, on the right-hand side, you see my Press Box podcast. Just click on that, too, and we'll get you some more information. Well, Nicole, best of luck. I think what you and your softball players are doing is great. And, you know, we wish Margaret a speedy recovery and a full recovery. And just, you know, thanks for what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.